Well, when I was younger, a child, my mother gave me a small statue of a sea captain. And I've always loved it. And when Natalie and I started talking about a project that would bring people into Searsport and stop and shop and just promote our town, especially the history, that's where it started. I said, well, I've always dreamed of making a sea captain statue for Searsport that people would stop and maybe take a picture of and
sure.
go to the museum.
So where do you start? Because it's easy to think, let's have a statue, but I mean, somebody's got to build it. Where do you start? How does this process begin?
Well, that's where Natalie came in.
Yeah. Natalie was a cheerleader for anything she believed in. She'd be in 110%.
Yep. She jumped right in with me when she knew what I wanted to do. Well, I started by putting the word out that, you know, where do you get a bronze statue?
kind of thing. Right. Are you allowed to say how much it is and where you're at with fundraising
and
all
that? Well, we're raising $13,000.
Okay.
Dollars. We'll cover that plus the plinth.
What's the timeline?
Well, the timeline is we want to dedicate this on July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
July 4th has always been a big time in Searsport, and a lot of her old classmates come back, including my brother, who went to school with her all through school.
Wow.
So we thought this will be all the kids will be here.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was Charlene, her sister, wanted to speak at the dedication. And so I wanted, you know, she's getting older, and I wanted to make sure that she was available to do that. We finally found someone in Belfast. His name is Mike Hurley, and he has all kinds of projects and companies that he works with all over.
So did he find somebody to create the statue?
He did, in Hong Kong. And he had done some business with them, and he said, they can do this.
Now, besides the captain statue, there's going to be the granite pedestal that it sits on and something else, right?
The plaque that we're going to have on the front of the plinth is going to say Searsport, Home of Sea Captains,
nice.
Which is what the town was known for when I was a little girl growing up. We were always the home of sea captains. Then we became the town of antique shops and, you know, and garage stations and whatever.
Yeah.
But that was always, that's why this captain statue meant so much to me that my mother gave me.
How tall is the sea captain statue going to be?
It's going to be 8 and maybe a little bit more than 8 feet, because we think we'll probably have to have the granite little bit taller. We've been given an in-kind grant.
I heard.
Of $5,000.
That's
so
a nice dent.
We're in the process of raising the other 5.
Okay.
And it'll cost a little bit more. We've already made the down payment. Somebody fronted the money for
nice.
The down payment. So it's in the works.
Good. So it's happening. Now we just got to pay for the rest of it.
It's going
right.
to happen.
And yeah, if somebody wants to help out, you just reach out to the Searsport Historical Society. Send a check to P.O. Box 235, Searsport, and write in the memo, statue. And they'll know exactly what to do.
And be thinking about Natalie.
Yes.
Time you do it.